Okay, so you and your brothers are doing this game show. Are you like a game show guy that watches a lot of those things, or how'd you guys come up with that one?
We don't like the word game show just because it's. This is a little different, just because it's more of an athletic. It's a sport. It's yes, there is a money prize at the end of it, but it's really a test of people's athleticism, and I think it's a great way to display a game that we all grew up playing in tag, and that's what's going to make it so much fun for everyone to see, and we're really excited about it.
Have you ever competed in anything like that that's athletic competition that's not football? And I don't mean like an organized sport. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know about it at the level that these guys do it. I mean, these guys are professional parkour guys. They actually do tag competitions, so nothing that crazy. I mean, these people are freak athletes, and what we do is impressive on the football field, but what these guys can do just on regular surfaces and on monkey bars and everything is pretty spectacular.
I know talking to Jack Johnson of the Penguins, he talks about going back to Michigan, working out like with Larry Foote, for example, and he marvels at what Foote does. Foote probably marvels at what hockey players do. What impresses you the most? What other athletes do you like watching and are going like, whoa, these guys are really beyond the guys you just mentioned?
Any type of professional sport. I mean, you go to a Penguins game and you just see guys absolutely flying around at the max effort, and they're cruising at max speeds and hitting guys and also being able to control the puck and being able to stick handle and everything is insanely impressive, and you just know how hard they work to be able to get to that point. And it's kind of like people looking at us as football players, but I think it goes for anything professionally. It's not even just sports. I think when you look at people that are at the peak of success, it's because of all the hard work that they've done to get to that point.
Have you ever tried to do anything, whether it's golf or any other kind of athletic endeavor, that you had trouble with?
Oh, yeah. I suck at golf, but it's fun. I mean, I have a good time. So
you're one of those guys that hits it 350, but you don't know which way?
Yes, correct. It slices way. I'm a lefty, so it slices way the other way. But I have a great time doing it. Probably shooting in the low hundreds. But we count every stroke. We don't cheat at all. We count every stroke. But it's fun. I think it's really fun to challenge yourself and to be able to get a perspective for those, like you said, golf, professional golfers is spectacular, how they can get it in the hole. It's crazy.
Who's the most competitive of just your brothers?
Oh, me. I think all of us would say each other. But I think me. I mean, I don't want to lose at anything.
Oh, you're the youngest, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that puts you at that kind of a, right, you have that chip since you were a little dude, right?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing, when I was in third grade, I played up on the fifth grade baseball team with Derek, and I remember when JJ's friends would come over, and we played Tibbs 21 basketball, and his friends were 5-6 years older than me, and I'd be out there playing with them and complaining that I couldn't get a rebound. So, I mean, that's just kind of how I grew up.
Well, if you throw an elbow when those guys are that much taller, you can do some actual damage.
Yeah, right
kind of in the lower region,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right for the kidney every time.
what's other than that, what's the offseason been like?
Yeah, I've been back in Wisconsin, been working out really hard. Like I said, I was out in L.A. for 2 weeks shooting the show and working out with both my brothers at UCLA, just really focusing on my craft and just trying to be as big, fast, and strong as I can.
Did you do anything else in terms of, you know, the normal stuff that you guys would do as football players in the gym? Are there any other kinds of things that you do to kind of increase flexibility, anything along those lines?
Not necessarily.
Just to kind of mix it up.
Yeah, I just kind of do what I've always been doing, and obviously you always try to pick up little bits of information here and there. When you see different trainers, they kind of give you little bits of information. But I think once you get in that rhythm, like I have right now, is you don't really have, you're just fine-tuning things. You're not really changing stuff drastically.
What's the goal here between now and then? Get some time off or just the time when you guys start to ramp it up?
Between camp?
Yeah.
Just to kind of take some more time and right now just get as comfortable as I can with all the new guys that we have and just play as fast as I can and get as familiar with the playbook because things are always changing. And then I'm going to go home. I'm going to take probably a week just to kind of to myself with my family and relax for a second before we pick things back up and go grind out.
Lastly, what's it like? You okay having a Michigan guy working into the linebacker group?
Yeah. I think Devin was on the team when they beat us, so that's not too pleasant. But he's doing a phenomenal job. I told him yesterday he's talking, he's communicating really well, and he's flying around. So he's checking some boxes off for me.